Sunny 101.9, that's Justin Bieber and Intentions. It is 8:10. It is a Monday morning. I'm Walt Lindela, and it's Mark and Walt in the morning as we continue on with the program today. In the studio with me, Jamie Barbier, who is Community Outreach Director, and Jen Vogelein, who is CEO of Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for coming in. Jamie, I heard from you guys that you have a few things coming up here because this is Hospice Month, and Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice has a series of upcoming events. Jamie, what are some of the highlights, things that you are going to be doing?
So we have a lot of fun upcoming events that we want everyone to know about, just things to kind of let people know what hospice is. We have some caregiver pie socials coming up at Big Boy. We have an advanced care planning workshop. We have a free movie event at Thomas Theater that's happening on the 18th. We're doing some Art After Loss things that are coming up, and a Matter of Balance presentation too. So lots of things.
This is all to commemorate this month being Hospice Month. And Jen, tell me a little bit about why, in particular, Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice, but even with all the other hospice agencies, why you're getting the word out about what hospice is.
Right. It's amazing that even though this has been a Medicare benefit since 1982, that there is still a lot that people really don't understand and know about hospice. So it's our job to make sure not only to provide the services, but to educate the community and let people know that this is not just meant for the last 3 days of life, that we can get in there and do a lot of good work early on and to really provide support to not only the patient, but the entire family.
And it is interesting because you're right, because I mean, I went through this when my mom passed away about 10 years ago. I found out about, I mean, knew about hospice, and I've talked to you guys and other hospice agents, you know, over the years on the show here, but there is still sort of that understanding, or misunderstanding, I should say, that this is for the immediate end of life, but this can come in well before that, can't it? Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So anyone who has a life-limiting diagnosis of 6 months or less can be eligible for hospice. You don't have to have a physician make a referral. An individual can make a referral. We can set up, you know, to get all of the medical records and the things that we need. But I think it's really important that people know that it's not about giving up, that if you have that life-limiting diagnosis and you have been told that, but it means that we can provide that comfort and give you that quality at the end of life.
I'm Walt Lindela, continuing in the studio with Jen Vogelein, who is CEO, and Jamie Barbier, the Community Outreach Director with Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. This is Hospice Month. Jamie, let's jump in. We touched on a couple of activities you've got, but you have a series of these things. But who can come to these? Who are these for? What's kind of the plan with that?
So they're all kind of different, so it's whatever it is that's interesting to you. This Friday we have a Slice of Support, which is a caregiver pie social at Big Boy from 2 to 3 in their back private room. We're going to talk a little bit about hospice, maybe 5 things you didn't know about it, but otherwise lots of resources. People are that are caregiving are welcome to come, even if they want to take the person that they're caregiving for, if that's a difficulty for them.
I'm looking at this list here, and you mentioned you have that activity. There is a fundraiser through Texas Roadhouse on November 20th, where 10% goes into the efforts that you guys do. But there's one here, the Peter White Public Library Advanced Care Planning Workshop. This is something that I have found that people don't look into early enough, or they're not looking into it for their parents or their loved ones or something like that. How much is something like that a part of how you're trying to educate people about hospice and all of the things with it?
So, I mean, we see it a lot in hospice. You know, some people come into like a terminal illness and they're not prepared. They don't know what their loved ones or parents or, you know, wishes would be. So we really want to push having these advanced care planning workshops so people can kind of take into like, what are my mom or dad's wishes? What are things I'd like to do? Or what would I like to happen if something happened to me?
That is Jamie Barbier, who is the Community Outreach Director with Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice. CEO Jen Vogelein also here. And Jen, let's talk a little bit about that in terms of hospice and hospice care. It's been around for several decades, but it's still relatively new as a concept. And it's also a misunderstood concept. What are some of the things you are doing during Hospice Month to try to change those opinions or those attitudes or misunderstandings?
I think that is, you know, why we have an educational arm of our agency, and we really work to educate the public. We are a teaching hospice, so not only are we educating the public, but we have students, nursing students, medical students, family residency. I think it really starts at that high level of educating our healthcare partners about how we work together and how we provide those services and that comfort, and really on a lot of different levels. It's not just the medical care, it's the spiritual care, the social work, the aides, the volunteers, the entire program that involves hospice. It's not just one aspect of managing symptoms. It is the aspect of taking care of the entire person.
Now, Jamie, please give everybody your website in particular, because that's where you have all this information, including all these upcoming events, because some have pre-registration that's encouraged and such. You want to have an idea of people that are involved. How do they find out more?
So there's a few different ways you can find out more about them. You can go to our Facebook page and like our page, and we have all of our events loaded on there. Or you could go to our website at lakesuperiorhospice.org.
That is Jamie Barbier, who is the Community Outreach Director, and Jen Vogelein, CEO of Lake Superior Life Care and Hospice, joining me this morning to talk about activities tied to the month of November being Hospice Month. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Walt.
All right. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.